You're listening to the Podcast Network. Listen, learn, evolve.
No more Edmer, no more Fringe, no more arts. Well, almost. Shall we rock? Yes, the sojourn for the Edinburgh Fringe is over. We're back in the studios here at TPN Rock headquarters. All the lights are off, the dry ice is pouring down, foots are on the amplifiers, but it's not quite ready yet. Basically, because I've been doing the Fringe for the last month, my radar for new music has been slightly skewed towards finding interesting cabaret acts that have a new spin on music. So, partly to get it out of my system, but partly to let you know how much fun the Fringe is. Probably because I'm still singing half of these songs after seeing them in shows around Edinburgh. I thought we'd do an Edinburgh Fringe special. Now, you can go and listen to all the interviews and everything, edinburghfringe.thepodcastnetwork.com. That's not a problem. That they're all still up there. In fact, even the ones from 5 years ago are still up there. But what we're going to do now is some of my picks of music from around Edinburgh's festival. Now, there's over 2,000 shows to see. Some of them are music, some of them have a bit of comedy, some of them have cameras. So we've got a lovely little smattering here, both in styles and from around the world. I know normally we go straight into a bit of music, but I thought I'd just set the scene first of all. So without further ado, track one is from cabaret act Frisky and Manish. Now, the start of it may sound a little bit familiar to those of you who do not want to admit to realising that the start of it sounds a little bit familiar. But other than that, let's have some fun.
There a wolf, everywhere a wolf. Peter Piper picked a peck of peppers. Got a feeling it's a mixed up sign. Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch some water. Something funny's going on inside my mind. Incy Wincy climbed a water spout, raining down and then it washed him out. Out came the sun, dried up all the rain. Incy Wincy climbed, Incy Wincy climbed.
The wheels on the bus go. On the bus go swish, swish, swish. The doors go open and shut. Yes, the doors they open and they shut. Wheels on the bus go round. Wheels on the bus go, wheels on the bus go round.
Old MacDonald had a farm. On the farm he had a girl band.
Go up and down. The doors go open
the bus, go wheels on the bus, go round.
Hello, wonder what you are.
Wheels on the bus, go wheels on the bus, go round.
Oh, Frisky and Manish, their real names. Well, let's see. Frisky and Manish, who also go by the names of Felicity Fritz Frisky and Hansel Manish, who are the acts' names. Actually, Laura Corcoran, yes, I've got that name wrong, apologies. And Matthew Jones, down from London. You will see them doing the cabaret in the club circuits if you're around the UK, and I know that you're normally on the lookout for rock bands, but they have a delightful hour called A School of Pop, and it's lovely, it's joyous, and it's just that sort of cheeky off-centre, Noel Cowardice humour. Love it. Absolutely love it. Friskyandmanish.co.uk, or as always, links back on our website, www.tpnrock.com. Now, the Fringe is not just comedy, although looking at the acts, we've got cabaret, music, comedy music, old fart in the night, folk music, and Irish pop, actually, are the genres that we're covering tonight. Second in that list was actual music, and Rachel Sage, over from New York and Port Chester, specifically, to play just for the first week in the show. She studied drama in Bali, but then switched to music, has her own label, she's released 8 albums up there, just regular tours around the US and Europe, just a delightful New York Jewish bouncy sound. She's getting to appear on the Fame soundtrack later on this year, so congratulations there. I think Fame, no, me, hate it, never seen it, terrible show. I would never ever want to live forever, not until I can do a power chord anyway. But Rachel, I did a lovely interview. She'd never tasted dark chocolate before, actually, in Edinburgh, so being the good host that I was, I said, let's go to the shops, and while we do that, let's listen to a piece of music. Now, she suggested a different track then, but I'm going to go with Vertigo, actually, off her 8th album, Chandelier. This, from New York, is Rachel Sage.
Secrets and I listen hard. I feel like I'm the parchment and you are the bard. Every time you tell me things I'm not sure you should say, I feel like I'm standing still, running away. I know what I know. No, it's not right, and I shouldn't run far. For you held me tight, and I feel what I feel. Feel this is wrong, and I shouldn't run fast. For you let me I'm already yours, but you'll never be mine. I should board out these doors before I lose my mind.
Rachel Sage, that absolutely wonderful sound. Everything's online. It's Empress Records, but you find it the usual places, iTunes, CD Baby, links back on our website, usual stuff as well. Delightfully silky voice. CC, if you are listening, go listen to her if you haven't played her already. That's all I'm saying, and a great bouncy, energetic person to be around with as well. One of those interviews that just put me in mind of this must be what it's like to be Russell Harty and have Grace Jones try and get a straight answer ever. Anyway, let's move on, shall we? Because the Fringe is over. You can't see anybody of these people at Edinburgh anymore. You're going to have to go to their websites to try and find out where they are anywhere around the world, just like a normal rock show. Right, let's do Axis of Awesome next, shall we? They are an Australian comic band over for their second year at the Fringe. And I think I played them in last year's Fringe special as well. One of their guys, Benny, did the four chords song on YouTube, and then they do four chords themselves as well, the three of them, and some great songs. Just a delightful sound. The simple fact that one of their songs from their lead singer is "Yes, I Know I Look Like Jack Black" completely destroys what the review, you know, for 20 minutes reviewers are probably thinking. Yes, they're like Tenacious D, but you're Australian. And then they can't do it because the joke's already in the show. And they go, they make a joke that they're not like Tenacious D and that they're Australian. But what they are brilliant musically, wonderful lyrically, and they just have a great way of spinning the world round to their viewpoint so you completely see where they're going for. I'm going to go for a song that they had off their Scissors Paper Rock album, which was based on the show last year, but it plays to critical acclaim at the show this year, which was Infinity Rock Explosion, so you may see a connection. This, from Axis of Awesome, is Bird Plane.
To fly, I'm not that naive. I'm just out to find the better part of me. I'm more than a bird, I'm more than a plane. I'm a bird plane, I'm a bird plane, I'm a bird plane. Is a bird. The other part is a plane. See my feathers, hear my engines, my beak and my hydraulic suspensions. Bird plane. I'm a bird plane. I'm a bird plane. Check me out. Wish that I could cry and fall upon my beak, find a way to lie and pretend I'm not a freak. It may sound insane, it might be absurd, but I'm a plane and I'm also a bird. You may be confused, now don't be naive, 'cause I can eat petrol-flavored bird seed. 'Cause I'm a bird plane. I'm a bird plane. I'm a bird plane. A motherfucking bird plane. And it's not easy to be a bird plane.
Axis of Awesome there, and their Bird Plane. They're going on tour around the world as well. You'll find their website as well. It's Axis of awesome. And he signed, oh, Lord, I've got their business card here. Let's have a look, shall we? The access of www.accessofawesome.net. It's much easier just to do tpnrock.com every single week and go, look, I've got the links back in the website, because then I don't do stuff like that. Right then, halfway through the show, let's go. I mean, we've had lots of new people here. Frisky and Manish, this was our first Edinburgh Fringe System ride. Rachel Sage, okay, yes, slightly bigger name, but again, quite early in our career. Axis of Awesome, they're two shows and one album in. There we go. But let's go for the oldest people in the world, or specifically Barry Cryer and Ronnie Golden. Fans of Radio 4 will now be going, yay, you've got Barry Cryer on the rock show. And other people are going, who? Needless to say, one of Britain's greatest comedy writers, paired up with one of the great comic musical artists. Barry Cryer, of course, is the man behind the Purple People Eater song. And he actually took that to number one in Scandinavia back in the 50s, as opposed to the other version, which you will be all familiar with. That was a cover. Barry did it first. But we've got a song here from their latest album, Rock and Roll, called, well, it's just them on instruments in a pub, and naturally, it's called Unplugged, but not for what you think.
Sick and tired of lying in this hospital bed, all wide open intravenously fed. My varicose veins plugged into the mains, starting me to thinking I'd be better off dead. They're waking me up to give me sleeping pills. My life is looking empty as the catheter fills. I wanna be unplugged. Don't wanna stay here for another day. Put me in the hearse and drive me away. I wanna be unplugged. Unplugged. The TV screen, it flickers like a psychedelic strobe. But whoopee, here comes sister and she's whipping off my robe. Lying face down in a hospital gown as she lovingly administers a rectal probe. I must have hit rock bottom because I have to say that's the best thing that's happened to me all day. I wanna be unplugged. Don't wanna stay here for a minute more. Get me off the bed and out of the door. I wanna be unplugged. Unplugged.
Play your harmonica, son. I will.
They took away my dignity, they took away my teeth, they took away my trousers and the things that lie beneath. Terminally bored in the terminal ward, they took away my flowers and replaced them with a wreath. So take me to the graveyard before I lose the plot. Then take away my will to live and then you've got the lot. I wanna be unplugged. Don't wanna stay here for another day. Put me in the hearse and drive me away. I wanna be unplugged. Separate me from my saline drip. Get me out of here and into the skip. I wanna be unplugged. Unplugged. Unplugged.
Barry Cryer and Ronnie Golden there, recorded live Yes, thank you very much. Recorded live down in Crouch End, that CD. Playing at the Edinburgh Fringe here, TPN Rock's Edinburgh Fringe Special, bringing you a little slice of the musical fun that I've been experiencing at the last month up here in the biggest arts festival in the world, because obviously you've not been listening on the other podcast. And even if you had, not all of these songs, I mean, okay, Frisky and Manish were on there, but Rachel had a different song, Axis had a different song, Barry and Ronnie weren't on there. We're going to have a different song now as well from the cast of Woody Says, telling the life story through the music and the words of Woody Guthrie. This is his second year back at the Fringe. It was over here in 2007, came back this year in 2009. He said now they have merchandise. They have a CD available which you could buy after the show. And I was going to buy it, but first day at the Fringe, Union, can we get on the podcast? Here's a CD. Here's our details. Give us a call. Get us on the podcast. It's always nice to know that you're wanted. So back over in the Edinburgh Fringe podcast, I actually played This Land Is Your Land, but we're not going to go for that. We're going to go back a little bit in the career to another song that I just think is a lovely composition, a great song, and appeals to that part of me that likes reading Starship Troopers, because it's the same name as the ship in there, isn't it? Yes, this, Woody Says, The Sinking of the Reuben James.
Have you heard of a ship called the Good Reuben James? Manned by hard-fighting men, both of honor and fame. She flew the stars and stripes of this land of the free, but tonight she's in her grave at the bottom of the sea.
Well, 100 men went down in that dark and watery grave. When the good ship went down, only 44 were saved. Was the last day of October that we saved the 44 from the cold ocean water and the cold Iceland shore.
Tell me what were their names, tell me what were their names. Did you have a friend on the good Reuben James? What were their names? Tell me what were their names. Did you have a friend on the good Reuben James?
It was there in the dark of that uncertain night, when we watched for the U-boats and waited for a fight. Then a whine and a rock and a great explosion roared, and laid the Reuben James on that cold ocean floor.
Now tonight there are lights in our country so bright. On the farms, in the cities, they're telling of this plight. And now our mighty battleships will see the bounding main and remember the name of that good Reuben James.
Tell me what were their names, tell me what were their names. Did you have a friend on the good Reuben James? What were their names? Tell me what were their names. Did you have a friend on the good Reuben James? Tell me what were their names. Tell me what were their names. Did you have a friend on the good Reuben James? What were their names? Tell me what were their names. Did you have a friend on the good Reuben James?
Cast of Woody Says there, and The Sinking of the Reuben James, of course, from Woody Guthrie himself as well. Not actually Woody Guthrie. He's like, hi, we've got him back from the dead. Here, listen to Woody. Hi there. Somebody's poisoned the water hole with country and western music. Oh dear, that's going to get me into so much trouble. Now, of course, I have all the Woody Guthrie fans going, that's wrong. All the Starship Troopers fans going, they only mentioned Reuben James once. You know, there was a bear ship and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, shut up. Simple as that. Shut up. We're here for good music. And I know that this is TPN Rock, and normally you're expecting blokes in garages with their guitars and drums going, why doesn't she love me? To lovely emotional highs. But no, we're doing it differently. I'm enjoying this stuff. It's great single. Come on, tell me you weren't, you know, humming along in your head. You play this again, you're going to be singing along, hands in the air, Ruben James as well, be honest. Yes. That's what we hear about. Music is emotion. So let's call it TPN emotion, shall we? One to go. And this is from Irish pop comedy. Well, I actually asked them, are you comics who do music or musicians who do sketches in between their music? And the honest answer was they weren't quite sure. What they were sure about is their name, Dead Cat Bounce, of which we're seeing a lot of that on the stock market at the moment. It's our final track here at a TPN Rocks Edinburgh special, and if you thought that you weren't going to be singing along with those last five songs, I will guarantee you that you will be singing one of the lines from this song for at least the next 3 days. This is a bit of a love song from the new Irish comedy band, Dead Cat Bounce.
I know you're angry and I know you're ashamed. I'm kind of feeling the same. But we can hide our love if we pretend it's a game and give it a secret name. Let's call it rugby. Let's call it rugby. And I bet that pretty soon all our showers could be communal, and no one would suspect a thing. And when people ask what are 15 guys doing sticking their heads between each other's thighs, tell them that we're practicing. We'll have a special language and a secret code that nobody knows what they are. And we'll do clever things with existing words, like replacing an F with an R.
So we'll say we're rucky, when really we're
fooling the world that there's nothing sexual in a ball shaped like a giant's testicle being grabbed out by enormous men
in shorts,
while drunk spectators in the stands call for bigger tackles and softer hands, just wishing that it could be them. Playing rugby,
I'm tackling jocks in knee-high socks.
I'm playing a bit too much. I'm playing rugby. I'm in the mud with 15 studs. I'm playing rugby.
And if you don't, you're gay.
Yes, let's call it rugby. Have that bouncing around your head for the next couple of days. And when you've done all that, pop back here for the best unsigned unknown but unmistakably brilliant music, www.tpnrock.com. Pretty much every Friday, give or take events happening in my life and such like. There's a lot coming up in September, October. I'll be heading over to Las Vegas for the Blog World Expo, down in London for a couple of things. I also hear that Belladonna are going to be playing in the UK as well. Can't wait for that. Can't wait for the next rock show? Go look for some line. If you can, catch you in your feet.
TPN Rock is copyright Ian Spence and Podcast Network. All music is used by permission. www.thepodcastnetwork.com/rock